This is the kind of news that I really didn't want to share right away. As you know, and as I have reported constantly, I know, the Oak Ridge Boys are on their farewell tour. But at a concert stop in Mississippi last night, it was announced that Joe is retiring already. Apparently, his leg issues were quite a bit more severe. And they had been severe to start off with, that Dwayne, as you know by now, and along with the stagehand, have carried Joe to his stool and off of it at the end of the night. Dwayne's all of 80 years old himself. And I think that is a true story, but to make it official, I will follow it until I hear a little more official word than just what I had reported to you. I have a feeling I'm going to be doing that, but at this moment, Joe has retired. His spot has been taken by a gentleman named Ben James, and I heard a little bit of his singing from a video from that Mississippi concert, I believe, where he was very respectable as he sang what was Joe's part on American Made. So for the rest of the tour, Ben James is going to be taking over for Joe, and the farewell tour will continue. Joe, my friend, my fellow May birthday, my banjo-picking partner, I played guitar with you in 2005, offstage. I wish you the best. And I hope that somehow, some way, that leg of yours will get better very, very soon. You deserve time with your family, no question about that. So, best wishes, and hope to see you down the road somewhere. And now, this being what it is, let's work ahead, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to New Year's Eve. 2023 has been a year that turned out to be one honest-to-goodness roller coaster. A lot of good things have happened, a lot of bad things have too. But it leaves the door open for possibilities coming up in 2024. For this edition of the New Directions podcast, we're going to take a look back at some of the things that have happened. I have some songs lined up to kind of set the mood a little bit, give us a wish to go into the new year. And there'll be a lot of other surprises along the way. Glad to have you aboard on this New Year's Eve edition of the New Directions podcast. And we will get started with all of that on the other side of this break. Well, he's got most of that right. This book, Christmas is all about what Andy just sang. But this commercial is about the last part of that verse that he sang. The tales from the glories of Christmas is long, long ago. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions podcast, here to share with you about my book called Tales from the Road to Christmas. I share with you stories from Christmas Eves at home and at church. I share with you Christmas memories from visiting Mannheim Steamroller, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and I would not leave out the Oak Ridge Boys. No way. These all add up to Christmas memories that I have personally enjoyed. And I will give you a little bit of a hint if you're interested in getting this book. And that is, there is one Christmas song that I mention quite a bit. It pops up about 3 or 4 times. And I'll leave you, for those of you who have not read the book, to guess what it is. The book is called Tales from the Road to Christmas. It is available online from Amazon. You could log on to Terry's Bookstore on Facebook to get to it. One of those wishes for the year, and it seems appropriate to play this song. As crazy as it sounds, we're going to do it anyway. Played it a lot on country radio, but I think the message is very true. This is from a Good Morning America piece. Here's Leanne Womack with I Hope You Dance. One second here. Thank you. somebody I think knows something that I don't. She I think had won a Grammy for that song. Leanne Womack with "I Hope You Dance." There's a person that I'm really proud of, actually. His name is William Lee Golden, and of course, he is a member of the Oak Ridge Boys. He also is the patriarch of the Golden Family Band, the two-generation band that we featured no more than maybe a couple of months back. He had an interview recently with Mike Huckabee, and I'd like to have you hear what he had to say.
Of William Lee Golden and the Oak Ridge Boys in this crowd tonight. You know, there's no doubt about that.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't love the Oak Ridge Boys? If they don't, I think they're communists. That's all there is to it. Gotta be.
They gotta be.
You know, I love you because you are who you are and you have a remarkable story. And you told it in about the most honest way I think I've ever seen in an autobiography. Did you learn some stuff about yourself in this whole
process? Well, I learned a lot of stuff. It's actually, Scott England is the one that talked me into writing this book. And he told me that I had a story to tell, and he'd like to be the guy to help me tell it. So he would come visit. I invited him down to the farm where I grew up first. And he met my family and my sister that taught me how to play music and sing. And anyhow, he'd come and would bring his recorder and sit down. We'd sit and talk and for a couple of hours, and he'd come back 2 or 3 days later. We did that for 6 or 8 months. So during the pandemic is when we did this. Yeah. And it was interesting. I learned things.
Little break in the action, just a second here.
I told him you're welcome to go talk to anybody that we're talking about out here in my life, and my partners, my wives, ex-wives, whoever you want to talk to.
That was dangerous, William Lee.
That was the dangerous part, really. My first wife told things that I really would not have gotten into it. She told about, you know, it was time that I was with the Oak Ridge Boys, and I recorded a song called "Trying to Love Two Women." It was like a ball and chain.
Wonder why she didn't like that one. I can't imagine.
Well, it was kind of my life story during that time period, and Ron Chancey was a record producer, and he said, "Man, I think this song fits you. If you like it, I'd like for you to try to sing it."
But, you know, you tell your story with candor. You don't try to glorify some of the mistakes you made in your life, and you're very honest and open about some of those things, and I find that refreshing, because you didn't try to say, "Oh, listen, I made no mistakes in my life." You outline yours very honestly.
Well, I was, you know, and I've made a lot of mistakes, but, you know, all in having a good time, I thought. And I never tried to hurt anybody.
He's being open.
Certainly enjoyed having a good time, and beautiful women was it was something that I enjoyed their company in. So
it's a miracle you've lived as long as you have.
I know,
because if the ladies didn't get to you, the bullets might have. I'm just thinking that there's a real, you know, you do. Like, how many sit-ups a day? You still take care of
it? I did 250 today.
250 sit-ups.
Yeah.
That's almost as many as Keith does every day. I'm just amazed. And you're 80? 83 years old and did 250 sit-ups today. Yeah. He'll outlive us all. It's also interesting, William Lee, one of the things I learned in your book was, and I didn't realize this, you were the first of the current Oak Ridge Boys to join the band in 1965 right. and helped recruit Dwayne, Richard, and Joe. They all came after.
That is true.
Right. But you guys have been together for decades, and still, you love going out on the road. I'm just amazed by your tenacity out there.
We still love to sing. In fact, after we're here tonight, when I leave tonight, when this show is over, I'm going to join the Oak Ridge Boys. We're going down to Hilltop Studios with Alabama, and we're recording a Bill Gaither song that he wrote, Somewhere Between Jesus and John Wayne, with Alabama tonight. So
I wish I could go with you.
Yeah,
that just sounds like fun. And only Bill Gaither could come up with a title like Between Jesus and John Wayne. Yeah, I mean, those faces, that's going to be
You know,
great.
With Oak Ridge Boys, we recorded with a lot of people. We recorded with Ray Charles, with George Jones, and a lot of people. But we've never recorded with Alabama. But tonight, after this show, we will be recording with Alabama.
Speaking of recording, during the pandemic, when a lot of people just put their feet up and quit, you did three albums. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
I did three with my sons, with my family, and my sons and my grandkids, and then I did an album with the Oak Ridge Boys. I did five major projects during the pandemic. So
we don't need another one, just so you can have something.
Yeah. Five major projects. That, my friends.
Okay, just know that we're glad you got busy, but we don't want to do the pandemic.
In fact, I brought you a copy of the 34 songs that I cut with my family.
That is awesome. I appreciate it very much. Well, you are a force of nature. I cannot tell you how much I love you. The book is terrific. Anybody that loves the Oaks and loves William Lee Golden, got to get a copy of this. It's fascinating. And I told Scott, who co-authored the book, I said, I'm waiting on the movie because it's going to be a humdinger. So to keep up with William Lee Golden and the Oak Ridge Boys and to get your own autographed copy of the book Behind the Beard, if you'll go to Huckabee.tv, we'll get links directly to how to do that.
Proud I am to say I am the owner of an autographed copy. And William Lee, I am very proud of what you've been able to do. Five projects in the middle of a pandemic. That is saying something, my friend. We will continue here on the New Directions podcast on the other side of this break. As we all know, Kansas City is barbecue country. I had a chance to eat recently from a food truck that has a very, very unique method of handling barbecue, and I want to tell you about it. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions podcast, here to tell you about Too Hot to Handle Barbecue. Their food truck is mainly located in Kansas City, Kansas. But they will do catering for you and serve a very, very good selection of food from their truck. I had a chance to try the pulled pork, had a chance to try the chicken also, both of which are very good. They have the rest of the barbecue fare as well. If you want to have some catering done by these folks, give them a call. I'm sure they'll be glad to do something like that for you. They have superior service, personalized attention, and they start with the simple idea of bringing the best from us to you. Reach out today to schedule your event. If you have an event and would like to have a a good food truck provide the food for you, I would say give Too Hot to Handle Barbecue a call at 913-396-1762 or go to Too Hot to Handle, and that's the number 2, hot, number 2, handle, barbecue.com. You, my friend, will be very glad you did. The other wish song of this show goes to a singer that is so underrated you haven't heard him on the radio very often, except for maybe 2 songs, Break My Mind and Abilene. Here is George Hamilton IV with Forever Young. Hold on a second here. Didn't quite get this the way I wanted to. So, let's try this again. For Richard and his much better half. Birgit. This is for Richard and Birgit. And for all of their family. For all the Bear family. Happy anniversary, Richard and Birgit. May God bless and keep you all. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others what others do for you. May you tell the ladder to the stars. Climb on every rung and may you stay. This song is written by one of America's greatest singer-songwriters. Actually, he ought to be the poet laureate of the USA, I reckon. His name's Robert Zimmerman from Hibbing, Minnesota. Otherwise known as Bob Dylan. You know, when Bob Dylan writes a song, it's hard not to sing it his way. He's got his own special style and everything. Kind of peculiar style, but it's his style. Sometimes I want to use the final part of this segment to bring you up to date on my ministry journey. I have now finished all the classes that I need for becoming what is called Certified Public Supply, but I had originally learned of it as Certified Lay Speaker. I have an interview process yet to go. Hopefully it'll come sooner rather than later. And while that's getting ready to go, the other three classes that I need to be a certified lay minister are available online. So I'll be taking those very soon and being ready all over the place. I am ready to make some moves. This is a dream that I've wanted for a very long time. And I'm hoping and praying that this will happen very quickly. We're coming close to the start of 2024, and I'm going to use that to get us out of here for this edition. Use the music lined up to get us ready for it right after this. They are on their farewell tour. They're heading into the Christmas portion. It'll end sometime next year. I will be following this tour as it continues across the country. Give you updates as we go along. And when the day does come that they do decide to hang it up, you're going to hear it here first. The Oak Ridge Boys Farewell Tour, to be covered very, very heavily right here on the New Directions Podcast. Those of you who follow this broadcast on Facebook, I invite you to keep your eyes on it as subjects will be coming for this coming month. Nothing has yet, but when it does, you'll see it on the page. On my own page, doesn't make any difference. You will see it very soon. As for now, thank you for being a support for me on this broadcast over the course of 2023. Thank you for that, and I appreciate it very much. I look forward to 2024 being even better than ever before. Until then, Happy New Year. And Charlie, take us home, please. Thank you.